Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerdity podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here in person with
Sam
and Sean.
And on Skype, we have.
I've seen trailers you people wouldn't believe. John.
So this
RIP.
This week's episode, what we're going to do is a lot of Comic-Con. Comic-Con happened last weekend in San Diego.
And we were not there.
We were not. I would really like to go. I don't know about you.
No, I would.
Way to call us out, John. Jeez.
You know, we could have said this was live from Comic-Con. No one would have fucking known.
True. Except nobody on the West Coast actually runs air conditioners when they're podcasting.
It's not that bad out tonight.
It's only East Coasters and people from Arizona.
Oh, God, Arizona.
Yeah, it's going to be hot down there.
Anyways.
Well, International Comic Con was this past weekend, so we have a lot of stuff to discuss. There's a huge chunk Marvel. That's going to be last, because that's going to probably eat up a lot of time for us. There's several trailers, I count six, that we will be talking about. They're mostly just in general. They're not specifically to what we enjoy or what we like. And then there's a whole bunch of news. So we're going to start with news. We're going to try and stay away from the Marvel stuff, because that's going to be later, and we're going to try and focus on some other things. There's a few panels that released certain things. A few people had some announcements to make. A few people didn't show up to Comic-Con. They canceled last minute, and I'm not talking about Ruby Rose.
Oh.
I'm talking about the writers and directors of the last season of Game of Thrones.
Good thing they didn't show up.
Weiss and Benioff. They canceled their appearance at Comic-Con. I don't know if it was last minute, but they canceled. They canceled it.
It was a good call.
And they have yet to actually do an interview after the series finale. I'm sorry.
It's probably safe bet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, people are going to be like, why did it suck? And do you really want to do an interview like that? I don't really blame them for that.
Yeah. No, I don't blame them. Like, they dropped the ball. People got angry. What are you going to do?
Well, a bunch of the cast members did show up.
Yeah.
Maisie Williams showed up. I think Kit Harington.
No,
He's
in rehab.
Yeah. And.
What's his face?
Nikolaj.
Yeah.
Coster Waldo? Waldo?
I don't know.
So, Jamie Lannister. All right. Well, did other stuff happen? Like, for shows that are actually on, or...
Well, it's fun. I'm just saying this because Jamie Lannister was on it, and he's the one guy who actually defended how they wrote the end, and he liked it, he says, and he actually got booed for saying that.
Mm.
So, it's just... continuous.
And everybody... I liked how everybody reported it. They were like, Game of Thrones cast booed for at panel. It's like... No, it was like one dude who got booed. Like,
don't lump them all together.
All right, another thing I wrote down here was the final season of Arrow is coming up. 8 total seasons, October 15th, the announced date. The main thing, they had like a tribute to him and everything, but the main thing is, what's he going to do now? And quite frankly, I don't want him at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Damn, I was just going to say Ninja Turtles 3. Casey Jones coming back.
Would you be opposed to him joining the MCU?
What character?
They have a whole bunch of mutants coming over.
Right.
I don't think he fits in Fantastic Four. I don't want him as Wolverine. Would Angel work? Maybe.
Problem with Angel is you have to kind of include Apocalypse and kind of want to distance yourself from that.
Get a whisper.
Wait, who's this? Sorry.
Stephen Amell. He plays Arrow or Oliver Queen in the CW show.
Who is legit a superhero? Because he did, was the American Ninja Warrior. Like, he completed that. So, yeah, no, he's the Green Arrow. Like, I'm sorry.
That's all it takes. And one obstacle course, and boom, you're a superhero.
Hey, you know what? He did it.
He did it later. He did it I want to say last year.
It was like three years ago.
Was it that long
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, it's been a few years. Man.
I thought he did it again.
He could have, but the first time he did it, it was a few years ago. And like once that happened, I was like, all right, you're a superhero.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else who can do the ladder thing.
He can legit do the ladder thing. Like, that's crazy.
So I heard something about Arrow. What? And I just want to run by you guys who watch the show.
Yeah.
Apparently Superman Returns is canon in that?
Sort of.
Oh, they talked about it.
So the guy who played Superman in Superman Returns plays the Atom in the Arrowverse. And I guess for the crossover event, he's going to be playing Superman again. So I don't know what the crossover event is. They did discuss the crossover event.
Infinite Earth. Crisis of Infinite Earth or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be from another Earth? Yes. And yeah. So, all right. Okay.
They already do the multiverse.
Yeah.
Earth.
I will give DC that. Like, they did that really well. Like, handling of,
They took it very slowly.
Not just slowly. They were like, how are we going to explain Supergirl? Multiverse.
Yep.
We already have a multiverse with Flash, so let's expand on that.
Yeah. So, Arrow officially coming to a close. I love the show.
I missed the last season I saw was when the island blew up.
Not the island.
Yeah, you got to.
I watched two episodes after that, and then I haven't watched it since because it's just impossible to binge watch a show when there's two people in the house that watch it, and you have to time it up perfectly.
Well, the last season is better than the one you stopped at.
Good.
So,
I'm not saying that it was a bad season thus far, but
what was I going to say? It's staying in CW, and I had to look at this again because God knows why the show is still on for 15 seasons.
Supernatural.
Called it.
It's coming to an end.
I don't even know if I want to start binging
it. It's good. It's a good show. I will give it that.
I could have sworn hearing that this was the last season of Supernatural 10 years ago.
No, this is official. They're done after this. It's kind of sad, but I know Jeffrey Dean Morgan's coming back for this final season because he started off the show as the dad of the Winchesters. So, and then he ends up not showing up anymore after, after the first season, like, he was basically done with the show. Showed up a couple other times. Mitch Pileggi's in the show. He plays their grandfather.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Mitch Pileggi? Really?
From have to run me by.
The X-Files?
Nope.
The bald guy?
Oh,
their boss?
The assistant director?
Skinner.
Oh, okay.
Skinner.
World famous.
Mitch Pileggi.
Yeah. Who's been in what else?
So other shows. can we really talk about something from Comic Con?
Those were all from
Comic-Con. These are all from Comic Con, John.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Snowpiercer.
Yeah, because like, you know, you can say what you will about Supernatural, but Supernatural has enough of a following where they do conventions for just Supernatural.
And the fact that they've been on for 15 years.
Well, yeah, but like how many other shows can you say can do that? They have a huge following. X-Files doesn't do cons.
No, I know. But they've been on for years.
No, I know, but like they don't have that kind of a following.
And their followings won't leave their basement because the government will steal their thoughts.
That is true.
Yeah, all this stuff is from Comic-Con, John. I just did my research. Snowpiercer, TV show coming to TBS.
Yep.
Saw the movie finally.
Hey, you finally saw the movie?
It's okay.
I like the movie.
I don't know how they're going to do a TV
it's
show.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean,
it's based off of a graphic novel, so I mean,
it's also pretty strange considering they've been having a lot of issues. A bunch of people got fired, created differences, leaving.
I don't have high hopes for this. First of all, because it's on TBS,
yeah,
like that kind of hurts it right there. It's like, you know, like just watch the movie and like how like not TV friendly it is.
Plus, also, it's a very niche comic. Well, it's not niche, but it's definitely one of those indie comic style stories.
Wait,
there.
It's on TBS? I thought TBS was for, like, comedies and stuff.
They're starting to try and get into the drama area.
I thought that was TNT's
job.
Yeah,
I thought that
was... I mean, it's really starting to just, like, all melt away, and it doesn't... it kind of doesn't matter again. Like, they're all just kind of everything. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they're all pretty much in the HBO Max universe. The HBO Max cinematic universe. So.
Yeah, so that comes out in the spring of 2020. Whether or not it gets pushed back, it's still unknown. Okay, so I guess moving into the movie area. Terminator Dark Fate. Didn't know this, but Tim Miller actually writing the script for that.
Yep. And directing.
Is he directing that?
All right. Cameron's producing.
Okay, so he is a producer on it. Okay.
Yes.
Tim Miller is one of the ones who brought you Deadpool.
Yep.
So it should be an interesting little...
It's one of those situations where it's like, comedy. I trust the director, and I'm happy that they're like, we'll go back to what made T2 good. But like at the same time, like, everything after T2 sucked. So it's like, it's one of those, it's a weird thing where this series of movies, it didn't deserve the sequel that it got, because it should have kind of been a one and done. But then the sequel came out, and it was, like, so much better. And, like, T2 is probably one of my favorite movies. But then they were like, let's just keep milking this for as long as we can. And it's just, like, everything after it has been subpar. And it's even the TV show, like, nothing has really been very good about this series.
I've heard or seen absolutely nothing that would make me want to see this movie.
The only thing that I like is Tim Miller.
Does this change your mind?
Uh-oh.
At Comic-Con, they announced that Edward Furlong is going to return as John Connor.
Oh, yes, I did hear about that.
Did you hear that? Does that make you want to go see it now?
No.
So you have Linda Hamilton,
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
and then Edward Furlong.
Yeah. Like the fact that they're getting the cast back, the gang back together, you know, it's the original cast. So
I said,
like,
this before
cool,
when we were talking about the original trailer, where it's like, you're just making the same movie over and over and over again. Like, we already have T2. You can't really do much better than that. So,
except
like,
except this one can split into two Terminators.
It's like, whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, it's like the third one was like, but this one's a girl.
But like,
the
like
fourth
I said,
one, it's like, but this one thinks it's human. But the last one is like, but it's Amelia Clarke.
Good concept, poor execution.
Everything after T2 has been poor.
Like, we give... I said this
final before, product, yes.
I said this before, but, like, we give Salvation shit, and rightfully so, but at least it was the only one that tried something different.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you've already done the whole time travel thing.
Yeah, they moved past Judgment Day. It's like, it happened. Move on.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Terminator, right? The first movie is kind of like... It's a bit of a breakthrough. It's like okay. It's not like fantastic. It's fine. T2 is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably, you know, top five action movie all time. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
But everything else is just like not. No, doesn't even matter.
It's garbage. It's bad. Like, so. I think the saving grace for T3 is the twist at the end. Like, that's a saving grace. Outside of that, there's no reason to watch that movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, it's
aside from the cameo by the doctor, that's about it.
This is just going to be. I don't foresee this being like well received. I think this is, you know, there's been talk over the summer about kind of sequelitis. And I think this is just right up that alley.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's going to take a year or so for all the movies that are in production that are sequels to kind of filter out, and then people start doing original content, things like that.
Well, I hope.
Like, I'm fine with sequels, just don't remake the movie. Like, give me something different.
It's tough to do that, though. You know,
true,
especially
yeah.
kind of already but, sort of formulaic. I mean,
yeah.
Well, they are trying to hold on to the same concepts that made the movies good in the first place, like Sarah Connor, John Connor, you know.
Yes. Yeah, but it's just like, you already
if you
got
do a
that.
Spinoff of that, you're not really going to get any traction. So,
yeah, but like, you already made that and it was good. What do you expect to get out of this?
It's literally they're beating a dead horse,
cash
praying
grab.
That it's going to like the heart is going to beat again.
Yeah, it's a cash grab.
Like, maybe this time it'll work. And you know what? I have higher hopes for this one than I have for any of the other ones.
Really?
Since T2. God, yes.
I don't know.
I do like how they're really trying to sell, like, Arnold's in this one. Like, pretending like he wasn't in the previous one, too.
Or the one before that, or the one before that. Or, yeah. Oh, wait, he's in every single one of them.
Yeah.
He's not really in Salvation.
No, but it's his face.
I think the bigger, superimposed the bigger on thing top is on the Linda Hamilton's is coming really back.
So. Yeah, the big key was Linda Hamilton's back. And that is kind of big.
Well, who was like, oh god, I need more Linda Hamilton? I mean, really. Like, I understand. Like, it makes it, you know, at least a little bit more intriguing.
John, are you happy that Billy Dee Williams is back in the new Star Wars?
I could kind of take it or leave it.
Oh, okay. Because it's the same kind of thing. It's like, oh, but he was in, like, the original, so it's like, yeah, he's back kind of thing. Or, like, she's back in this case.
I mean, the difference between Linda Hamilton and Billy Dee Williams, Billy Dee Williams makes everything smooth.
I guess.
what was I
It's
going?
Like saying C-3PO came back. I wouldn't say it's Billy Dee Williams.
No, see, C-3PO is like the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, for this, where it's like...
It's just going to be stuck in every Star Wars
movie. Even... No, get out.
Sorry, I was just imagining C-3PO walking into a room and...
But he's still, like, you know, like, robot hobbling.
Yeah.
That's a ringtone if I've ever heard one. Make it happen, Sam.
Anyways.
Should we move on Terminator? Okay, let's go to... the movie, I have interest in this, even though the cast is saying don't go see it. But Orlando Bloom and Cara Delevingne.
Oh my god,
Delevingne.
Delevingne. I'm sorry, Cara Delevingne,
like the model turned actress.
Yes,
Enchantress.
Oh, okay. Carnival
Row. Surprising highlight of Valerian.
Yeah. The few highlights of Valerian.
Right? That's shocking.
Very.
Yep. Granted, the bar was low, but...
anyway, Comic-Con had character bios for those two characters in Carnival Row, which is a...
What is Carnival
Row? It's
like a Row?
Sci-fi crime noir from the early 1900s.
Any like, name for directors?
I do not have it on me, but they've already wrapped shooting. If you want to look it up, go for it. But they've already wrapped shooting February 2018. And then this is finally coming out August 30th. Is it August 30th? Yeah, August 30th on Prime.
Ooh, there's
so it's taking a little bit of time.
No, oh, it's a TV show. You never want to watch this movie. This movie's going to be horrible. I can just tell you.
Is it a TV show or movie?
TV show.
I'm sorry. It's a Either TV way. Series.
Victorian fantasy world with mythical... was it? Just a mythical immigrant creatures or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Feared by humans, they are forbidden to live, love, or fly with freedom.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a huge pass on that.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
I'm a pass. Oh, but Jared Harris,
man,
is in
Orlando
it.
Bloom needs work.
Jared Harris is in it.
Well, there's only so many Pirates movies you can. You know, sign up for, or that are going to be made anymore because of Johnny Depp.
Listen, naked paddleboarding is not as profitable as you think it is.
Hey, let him go.
So
man.
What was
you
what
got
was
it?
About
if you got
this?
It, show it.
All right, I wasn't judging. I'm just saying. I guess, you can't really make a lot of money on that.
I guess the news out of this is that they were at Comic-Con and they showed some like
character
bios.
Character bios, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
All right.
Cool store, bro.
Cool. Awesome.
Last thing for movies, it wasn't at Comic-Con. It was released on, he announced it, I think, on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Vin Diesel released or showed that he had the final script for Riddick 4 Furia.
Yay. Now, sorry, I'm a huge Riddick
fan. We were
fan.
Talking about cult classics earlier.
Yeah, no, this
squarely
is,
falls into that category. Also, fun fact. And maybe not so fun for him at the time, but he had to leverage his home to finance the third movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because nobody would really put money behind it. That's how much of a cult following it is.
There's a third Riddick movie?
Yeah,
it's called Riddick. It's Pitch Black,
oh,
Chronicles
when did
of Riddick.
That come out, like, 7 years ago, maybe?
It's 2015?
13?
13. I don't know. It was a while.
Yeah, 2013.
It was a while ago.
It was 2013.
But, okay. You know, I think it's great. I love these movies. I don't know why.
There's also, like, Butcher Bay, Escape from Butcher Bay. It's an Xbox original video game. Amazing game, apparently. I've never played it, but, like, if you like Riddick, it's a good game. If you like video games, it's a good game. Like, it's one of those rare, like, from a movie to, like, a video game port kind of thing. Like, it's
Wait,
actually
this,
really good.
The video game is based off of the
yes.
lore of the movies?
Yes. It's, okay. So he mentions, like, escaping from Butcher Bay, which is that big, like,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's about his escape. And
oh,
you play
really?
As Riddick, and you escape from Butcher Bay. And I've heard nothing but, like, amazing things about it.
Did they say they're actually making this movie? Or?
So the script is out there. So this is why I think he didn't do it. This is why I think he did it now via online instead of, you know, a studio releasing it or something like that. Only because I think this might fall into the same category as he did earlier, where it might not be funded by anybody. So either he might have to do a crowdfunding or put a lot of his own money up there, which he gets from the Fast and Furious stuff anyway. But
yeah, and Marvel.
And sure. Marvel, yeah. His $11 million for I Am Groot. But
do you think they, like, call him back to do, like, redo I
Am Groot?
I mean,
his name is on there.
They just put it through a filter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. They only pay him once. They're not that stupid.
I do know that he has... He and... what's his face? Rocket.
Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper. They have a different script than everyone else, where all of Groot's lines are in English. So they both... Because Rocket knows what Groot is saying the whole time. So they actually have a script with English, but obviously Vin Diesel's line is, I am Groot.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's saying, so he changes how he says it
based on what the
line is supposed to be.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So I think that's pretty cool.
I think this Riddick 4 titled Furia,
yeah.
which fantastic.
Furia is Riddick's home
totally
world.
A word. Like,
no, Furia is the homeworld of Riddick. It's his homeworld.
Still doesn't make it a word.
Yeah, it's
but
the planet.
It's literally been, like, it's the planet he references in Pitch Black. Like, this has
multiple
been...
Multiple times.
In, yeah.
Not just Pitch
yeah.
Black.
Yeah,
it's
every,
over the
yeah.
course of...
So, like, he's going home. It's supposed to be the last Riddick movie, which Vin Diesel has the rights to the Riddick franchise, so he can...
I think him and the guy who wrote the other movies.
But he...
Tim...
He ended up getting the
David
rights
Tui.
To it because... I forget who did the first two, but the way he got the rights,
David Tui.
Okay,
he wrote the first.
The way that Vin Diesel got the rights to this franchise is he did the pacifier.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that
yeah,
story.
That was his payment for doing the pacifier. He's like, I will do this crappy movie if you give me Riddick, and they're like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right, well...
He loves this franchise.
Way, he loves it.
He loves this franchise. His heart and soul is in every single one of these movies. Like, the more the power to him. Like, I'm happy about that. He voices his character in the anime, which I don't... Which, have you ever seen? It's like a half-hour anime.
No, I have not
it's
seen
not bad.
It,
no. It takes place right after Pitch Black.
Really?
Yeah. So okay. It's like, finds out...
I mean, he must have money, right? Like, he's making all these Fast and Furious movies.
I'm
like,
sure he does, but I think these movies...
Street Shark
what
money.
What do we think, budget-wise, this has got to be, what, 60...
Yeah, it's probably going to be low.
60 million.
Yeah.
No more than
100
million.
Yeah, the last
million.
One was, like, 30, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
30, probably about 30 to 50.
Yeah, I mean, that's still a lot of money just to put up for one person who's just, like,
yeah.
only
yeah.
just been in movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even if you're paid well, like... If you're not paid that well, it just drop 30 mil, probably yeah. more out of nowhere, you know. But so, that'll be interesting to see, though.
I'm wondering what studio will pick this up if one does.
I can't see why a studio wouldn't. Yeah, I mean,
I'm excited.
You've got.
I could see this being
everybody.
Like a Netflix thing too.
Yeah, I'd be fine with
I could.
That.
I'd be really okay with that as well. You could probably get a little bit more leeway with certain things if you do Netflix. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got that for news. Did you guys have anything additional you would... I mean, the other news thing is Endgame surpasses Avatar, finally, as the highest grossing
Yay.
Movie of all time.
Yeah, that's big news.
Yay. Yeah, it's been in theaters for, what, 3 months now?
Yeah.
So...
Just going to be there very shortly until the next Avatar comes out, probably You know, they probably are going to like re-release the original Avatar when that one comes out, and then it'll probably like overstep it again.
That's
like,
what, hey, that's remember what they're this going
movie?
To
do. Do you really feel like this Avatar series is going to do well?
No.
Not as good as the first.
I don't think it's going to do that well.
This movie will not be as high monetarily as the first one.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's not a lot of buzz.
Well, because like, it's been in the making for 10
years. Buzz is the wrong word, but like, there's not a lot of...
There wasn't exactly a lot of buzz the first time, although people actually know what it is now. But like, I don't get the sense that like people left Avatar and were like, "Oh, that was a waste of my money."
No, yeah, I think
you know, like it wasn't an all time great, but like right. I think it was a good movie.
Visually, it was stunning. Like it was like so, something you've never seen.
To this day, it's the only movie that I've seen that seeing it in 3D was worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Not Valerian.
Pretty much.
We saw Valerian in 3D.
We've hit our limit on Valerian references. Sorry. I'm sorry to
Yeah, say. One was too many. One was too many.
All right, so is this trailers now?
Yeah, unless anybody has anything I last minute to mention news-wise.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Yeah, we could move on to trailers.
All right. What's the first trailer?
Why don't we start off with the... HBO.
All right.
HBO. Watchmen.
Okay.
So Watchmen already had a trailer, but this is the...
That was the teaser. This is the real...
Whatever. The only difference with this one, and I like this fact, is they actually explain certain things
that are
happening. Right. AKA
they explain to me what this series is about.
Yep. Yeah. Or at least why cops are wearing masks.
Yeah.
At the very least, they explain that, which, you know, whatever. It's more than the first trailer we got, so...
Looks interesting. You see Dr. Manhattan for a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
So my question is, who's going to play Dr. Manhattan?
More importantly, are we going to see his penis?
Yes.
HBO.
It's HBO, dude.
It's HBO. Yeah, okay. Of course.
I'm just
weird if they didn't.
The trailer looked like it had a lot of stuff. And...
You saw Night Owl's flying ship for a bit, but that wasn't Night Owl in
it. Manhattan, a bunch of Rorschachs in there.
Well, yeah, it's like a whole gang of cult of Rorschachs.
Somebody mentioned pigs. I thought I saw a lot of pigs.
Pigs? I don't remember any pigs.
I could not be more in on this show. I'll just tell you.
I'm not uninterested. I'm cautiously interested.
I'm more in now that I've seen this trailer.
Yeah. Really?
The first trailer it didn't give me any like meat on like what is this?
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, it takes place after the graphic novel, and it's like, okay, then what is it about?
Yeah.
And they just showed a bunch of Rorschachs and like, okay, I guess somebody found his notebook.
Yeah,
but like then I didn't really get a vibe of what the world is.
I hope they explain it because I don't follow the comic particularly, so I have no idea what these characters are. I've seen the first movie, but that's it. But I hope they explain what you're talking about. I hope they explain why they're doing all this stuff or give you in-depth explanations as to the characters themselves and what they're doing and what they stand for.
I mean, this is pretty much separate from the comics.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with the comics.
Yeah, I mean, it's set in the same world, and I think it happens subsequently after all the stuff that happened in the comics.
I think Manhattan is the only carryover character.
I think everybody's still...
Oh, no, Ozymandian.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, that's not who he is.
He's Ozymandian.
That's not what his IMDb says.
No, he's Ozymandias.
No. Well, anyway.
What is his IMDb, sir?
I'm bringing it up.
John, I'm going to follow your slipstream in on this one.
Adrian Veidt?
Yeah, that's Ozzy.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that Ozzy? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Remember the giant V?
It's been so long since I've seen Watchmen.
I have the graphic novel.
It's really super, like, crazy, like, batshit crazy, like, conservative, too. Like, way more than I remember it being, so.
Which is weird, because the graphic novel isn't that way, but alright.
It's one of those properties where you can kind of take any twist on it, and it will come out okay.
Yeah, yeah.
just the craziness that ensues with it. So this comes out in October. No specific date yet, but it's kind of fitting around Halloween, I guess. Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween.
Did we want to talk about the other HBO trailer?
Oh. What was the other HBO trailer?
His Dark Materials.
Oh, that came out with another trailer?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Did they?
It was the second trailer.
I was saying Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
They also had the second Westworld trailer.
I only watched trailers you guys sent me.
Yeah, I didn't send any. I didn't send you guys any second trailers.
I'm in on the. Was it his
Dark Materials?
Dark Materials. I'm in on that show anyways because I know what it is, and I'm like, ooh, very interested.
Westworld.
And then obviously I stuck through season two. I might as well watch season three. Yeah. I'm probably in on season three of Westworld.
If you guys are talking about it, I will watch it.
I need to finish season
with
two.
With Westworld... Well, with Westworld, though, like...
I'm probably not going to miss much.
Yeah, well, because I feel like it's all out of the park now. Like, everything's outside of the park in this season. Maybe?
You did watch the trailer, did you?
Oh, no, is it...
because, like, Maeve's, like, fighting Nazis
Oh, God.
It's like, yeah, and we're back in the park.
Oh, boy.
Or a park somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what goes on, but, like, I mean, I'm already in on this. We already got to see the first trailer, and that trailer alone kind of was like, it feels different, so maybe it will be different. And that's kind of what pulled me in.
I mean, honestly, there really wasn't much in this one that you didn't kind of get from the other one. Yeah. So.
If anything, I would say this trailer is a bit of a step back in terms of, like, this is more like the other seasons.
All right.
Right. Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, you do... It's just really weird to me that, like, Jeffrey Wright is in this show. Like, it's just... I don't know. I mean, they do have, like, a lot of, like, good, like, actors and stuff. Like, there's, like, the casting's, like, legit.
They're all
pretty.
But it's
just... Yeah. It's just so, like, uneven at times, though. But we'll see. I mean, I'm at least in temporarily for the reset. If it doesn't go anywhere, then I'm kind of, like, out for good. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Why don't we do... Just real quick, Walking Dead season 10. I know none of us watch it, and
yeah, that was my anymore. My Halloween cue.
Yeah,
season 10 trailer.
Yeah, no, I watched it because he sent it.
Did
to
you
us.
Watch it? Okay,
yeah, I did
so
watch
season
it.
10. There's a lot of battling going on.
Yeah, it looks
okay.
Like a lot of fights.
It's
I don't know
same
who's
trailers.
On what side, it's, so it's really confusing.
Yeah,
to me.
And there's two left that I know. Two characters left. There's more that I know.
Well, yeah,
but
two, like,
from the original.
The original,
and I mean. It was a solid trailer. I'll give them that.
I agree.
I'll
no, that was a good
that.
Trailer.
But the thing is, I still don't feel like I need to be pulled back in.
No.
Still
it's
feel like
those,
I can put it by the wayside.
It looked like a good trailer, but it was like, why do I care?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it doesn't
and plus,
get
you're
me
so far removed right now that you have absolutely no attachment whatsoever. Yeah. For me, I'm still not as far off as you are. It's just
well, like I said earlier, with the introduction of the Whispers... That pulled Amy back in. Amy reads the comics. Once she saw that the Whispers were back, like, right around that time, she was like, boom, banged out, like, four seasons of it. And now she's all caught up. So, okay. I mean, like, I feel like the Whispers was a good addition. This trailer looks like, for me, a couple seasons too late. I would have loved this direction, like, this kind of, like, bad guy or whatever in the fourth season after the governor. Go into this. Give them a home. Give them something to fight for. But you really didn't get that for a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of... you could have cut out a good chunk of the Negan saga.
Yep.
And then moved on. Yeah. But yeah, I got to bring it up because it's still one of the most watched TV shows in the country.
Surprisingly.
So, October 6th, that starts back up. Yep. As always, October release date. Also, Fear, The Walking Dead got renewed. Sorry, side note.
Isn't there
six season?
And
think.
Then there's another Fear the Walking Dead.
I don't remember. I just read renewed six season.
Yeah,
that was it.
No, I think there's like a new one that's starting up soon.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, so why don't we go into another movie? Why don't we do The Witcher? Oh no, well it's a TV show.
Well, that's
The Witcher.
Yeah.
So it's based off of I'm gonna brutalize this guy's name.
Oh, grab the novels.
Author. It's based off the fantasy drama 8-book series by. I'm just gonna say Andre. Sapkowski.
He's German.
Polish. He's Polish.
Oh, Polish. He's author. Polish. That's it. Polish author was allowed. I forget who originally did it, but it's. But allowed the production company to start making video games based off of his work, then for whatever price, and then they became insanely successful with The Witcher 3, and then he was like, "But I deserve royalties," and they're like, "That wasn't the deal," and he's like, "Well, I'll bring you to court." And they're like, "You don't have a case," and so now he's got this going on, so. Yeah. Yeah, he got screwed out a lot of money from the video games because he was just like, video games? No one plays those. Yeah, you can do it. And The Witcher 3 is considered one of the best video games of the past 10 years.
Well, okay. I don't know too much about that, but it's a... Again, I think this is going to fall in that cult classic area. Oh, no, but the fact
this
that
this has a huge following.
Sci-fi. I think this.
Oh,
is
this
on, like,
needs to like work too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Netflix is spending a lot of money on this.
Yeah, so this
it's
is a
huge.
This
following,
is a big deal
because the problem here is they could go towards the books, which is going to hurt the franchise.
Well, that's
and it
so
looks
that's
like
the
that's
thing
the
that they've said is they said this is absolutely in no way based off the video games.
Right, which the video games. Have a huge following.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, but I mean, I feel like a strong story for video games is like a weak movie script. Like, you know, like
yeah,
it's never.
That is true.
It's not. I feel like people like the concept more than the actual plot line. Like, if there was a Halo movie, I wouldn't be like, oh, you need to, like, make Halo, like, the game I just played. It'd be like, well, just do something interesting in the Halo world with the Master Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you don't think, like, 15 seconds of plot followed by watching a guy run down a corridor shooting aliens for an hour and a half isn't entertaining?
I could live without Gravemind.
But this is the video game movie dilemma. It's the adaptation from video game to movie. It's just one of the trickiest things to do. Which,
well, this is going to be a show now, so we'll... Have we really had this happen before?
Video game show?
Video game
I mean,
show?
It's not like
must
show.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we like not counting like Super Mario Brothers cartoon and Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon?
No, I wouldn't count
Donkey
those.
Kong Country cartoons?
No, I wouldn't count those.
any
cartoon, I'd say any cartoon.
I don't know.
I don't think we've had one. It's always been...
There's got to be something.
It's always been movies,
I think. I definitely feel like there has to have been.
They had announced at one point there was a Halo show being developed for Showtime, but that was at least a year ago, and I don't think we've heard anything since, so...
I'm wondering...
Not that that's a finished product anyway, but, you know.
I'm wondering if that's a good thing, though. Because Halo has been tossed around for, what, a decade? I think Guillermo was involved with it years ago.
Peter Jackson,
I'm sorry, was
and
involved with it years ago.
It fell through, so he gave the money to, what's-his-face, South African dude.
Was it Blumenkampf?
Yeah, Blumenkampf or
the guy who did District 9.
That's the movie that came out of it. He was like, this movie fell through, here's $20 million, make something. And he made District 9, and that kickstarted his career that's slowly been going downhill.
What do you mean? He made Chappie.
Well, he also made Elysium. Yeah. He made Elysium, too, which isn't awful.
It's all right.
Dee Antwood is in Chappie. If you don't know who Dee Antwood is, watch one of their music videos. They're pretty well hated.
But yeah, getting back on The Witcher, this is the first that I can remember video game to TV series adaptation.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a good chunk of money that Netflix put into it.
But it's not a video game. It's based
on the books.
Fine.
So, but that's right.
But it's
that
popular
is the
because of the video game.
Exactly, and that's the dilemma, is that it's popular. I mean, Witcher 3 has sold over 20 million copies. As a series, it sold 40 million total. So, like, half of that is just one game. This is a very popular game. So, if you're you take a game that's based on a book series and you put the name on it, there's a lot of people who are going to go, oh, exactly like you said, it's a TV show based on the game. It's not, though, and that's going to piss a lot of people off.
It might.
But it's the same characters, though. Like, I don't understand. It's based on the game. It just doesn't involve the things that happen in the game.
Right, but it's one of those things. You're going to piss people off with this.
It's going to be...
people fucking suck. I don't know if you've heard
of it.
No, I know, but, like, I mean, it's got a fandom, and if you stray from that fandom, you're going to piss them off. I mean...
So they'd rather just not have a Witcher TV show that's, like,
$100? No, I'm just worried that... You know, with it being based off of the books, not the game, which I feel like it was probably cheaper to get the books rights than the game rights. Because the author owns the rights to the books. It's just
you can't sell the rights to the story from the video game,
right?
He owns the rights to the story. He's already sold off the rights to make it into a video game,
right.
But he hasn't sold off the rights to make it a movie,
right.
So they had to go to him.
Right.
Anyway, can we all agree that it's going to be on the knife's edge, pretty much at Netflix?
We hope.
Hit or miss.
We hope. It'll be hit or miss.
Quite literally. This comes out this year, in the fall.
Yes.
No date, but it is in the fall of this year. Let's go on even further to another movie coming
out.
Wait,
it's fall of 2019?
2019, yes.
Wow. I don't know why I thought they just had like a screen test announcement like a couple months ago. Am I crazy?
I know. They did like they released pictures of Cavill as the, I don't even know the main character's
name. Oh god,
you wanted to call him the Witcher, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was like the Witcher dude.
No, I think it's like Geralt.
He might be called the Witcher. I couldn't tell you.
I've never played the games.
I don't know.
I know they're phenomenal. And it's one of those game series where I'm like, eventually I'll get into it.
Yeah. Well, from the trailer, it looks very much like Game of Thrones.
It definitely has a Game of Thrones vibe to it, though.
Well, it's...
it's fantasy.
It's a fantasy. I mean...
Should we move on to another,
yep,
another movie?
Sure.
Top Gun 2.
Oh, boy.
Maverick. Tom Cruise came out and did a little spiel.
He did?
As far as I know, yeah.
He came out?
Well, I... oh,
good for him.
I see what you did there, John. Anyway, Top Gun 2, titled Maverick, is coming out in June of next year, released by Paramount. It's pretty much going to be the same thing as the first one. I don't know how big you guys were, the fans of the first movie. It's... whatever.
I was not.
Sam, they have the volleyball scene, but it's a football game.
Wait, is this one just as homoerotic?
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember the last time I seen Top Gun. I'm pretty sure that and Days of Thunder are the same movie.
Probably.
Let me tell you, man, never seen Top Gun, never really had the desire to. I think I'm hyped for this movie, though.
Really? Is it because of Ed Harris?
No, it's because planes and it looked cool.
Okay.
The plane like, went broom.
All of those are like actual plane. Like it's not CGI. It's actual.
No, I know.
And there's certain like just skill to do that. And like I think it just looks sick.
I'm also
like,
curious.
Like that last like minute of the trailer where it's just like planes flying and shit. Like I was like, oh, that's really cool. I could care less about everything else in the movie. But, like, I thought that looked pretty cool.
I'm also curious what country they're going to be fighting.
Yeah, apparently they changed his jacket.
Yeah, it used to be, like, a Taiwan and...
Japanese flag.
Japanese flag.
And they changed it to a China flag. And
they didn't want to piss off China probably.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a big, huge market there, so...
Yeah, way to bitch out. But that's what happens when you run into those movies that are, you're trying to remake another movie.
Look,
you're trying
to
remake
to,
a movie that was made 50
Red Dawn.
Years ago.
Red Dawn, yeah.
Same thing happened to Red Dawn.
Right. Oh, damn, I like those movies, too.
Movie? There's only one Red Dawn.
Two Red Dawns.
There are?
Yeah, one with Tom Cruise, and then the other one with the Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth.
Tom Cruise is not in Red Dawn.
No. What's his face? Charlie Sheen. Damn it.
Thomas Howell? See Thomas Howell.
Charlie Sheen? Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Wait, it's Emilio.
Charlie Sheen.
Okay, yeah, it is.
Charlie. Yeah, Red Dawn, right? And then Chris Hemsworth in the, newer one. So there's two.
I know. We were talking bad about the new one.
Well, they're both not spectacular.
Anyway.
The first one, the Wolverines! Such a quotable movie.
Right. So
what was just incredible, though, is like when the Top Gun trailer come out? Like Thursday, I think?
Yeah, I think
and
it was
like,
Thursday.
It was out for a matter of like 3 hours or like 2 hours, and everybody was like freaking out online. But then the real star of the weekend came out, and that is the movie that we didn't know we needed, but actually we do need a movie of anthropomorphized cats in CGI. Sam, I know you're excited.
What was
your reaction?
Jellicle cats. That's the only song I know from that.
I mean, I've had like nightmares like that trailer.
Very much so. Right?
Yeah. You know what? Based on all of the works of T.S. Eliot, this is the best one to make it into a movie. Yes. Cats the Play is based on a T.S. Eliot poem book or whatever about cats.
Yeah, I saw that. And I never knew that.
I didn't either until I saw that.
And I was like, wait, what?
I'm like, T.S. Wait, I know that name. And I looked it up and was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, oh God, it's so bad.
So for those of you who haven't picked it up yet, the title of this movie is called Cats.
Cats. Everyone knows, based off of the musical, I'd like to point out,
without a K.
Play on Broadway, or at least was when the commercials were on.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But like, it's without a K. I think that's a swing and a miss there by this movie's part.
Why?
That's really the thing you're holding up on this whole movie, what you just saw from the trailer. That's the one thing you hold up on.
Why? You feel like this movie would have a K instead of a C.
Why?
Because the play doesn't.
It's that kind of movie.
Yeah, but it's the you play. It's based on the play.
That's what I think you're getting on.
Yeah, a K or a Z.
Because it's based on the play, you're not going to confuse the two. You don't want people to be confused.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Anyway, this is directed by Tom Hooper, who also did Les Mis.
Yes.
King's Speech, which wasn't bad. And he is giving you his Dark Materials. So he's actually a director on that as well. Okay, let me read off this cast, because
it's got a phenomenal cast.
At face value, it has a pretty good cast. You have Judi Dench, Jason Derulo, Idris Elba, Jennifer Hudson, who kills it with that song in the trailer.
Yep.
Ian McKellen, thank you. Tay-Tay, Rebel Wilson, and Francesca Hayward, who I think is the main.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the main. And it's about the Jellicle cats, and that's about as far as I can get. I know they're called the Jellicle cats because there's a song called Jellicle Cats.
Dude, we don't need to go that deep.
That's as deep as I can get. Like, I don't know anything about this.
I have no idea about this. I'm not a fan. And this is just personal appearance. If there was ever a movie that I had below a 0% interest in seeing, I would actually pay to not get made. It would probably be this one. But that's just personal opinion. Some people might like this, but that's just my idea.
Yeah, no, some people. This is like the highest grossing Broadway play of all time.
Like, the saddest part about this is, you know, this movie's going to be at least nominated for one Oscar.
It's got to be music.
Yeah.
Or original song or something like that.
It's got to have something like that.
Just based on the trailer, Jennifer Hudson, I already know she's going to win.
I mean, this play, so this is an Andrew Lloyd Webber play.
As they all are.
Yeah, of course. All the popular ones apparently are Andrew Lloyd Webber. But he wrote some brand new songs for this movie, which was surprising to me because I didn't realize this dude was still alive.
Yeah. Did not realize.
Like,
he was alive.
I had no idea. So the fact that he's writing new songs, I'm like, props to you, Andrew Lloyd Webber, whoever you are. I don't even know what he looks like.
Oh, don't look him up.
No, don't.
He's not a good looking man.
Oh man, now I want to. But
Yeah. Like, is he like Stephen Sondheim ugly?
Oh, God.
All right, I don't want to spend too much time talking cats here.
We're not. We're talking Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I know, but this is still
some pretty incredible memes out there from the cats. Trailer. Yeah, I found a lot of good ones that were just pictures of Ian McKellen looking like a cat with like Magneto lines. So I was just looking at one of them now. It's just like, we heard the future, Charles, not them.
I can't. Can we move on from cats?
I don't know.
Do any of you guys have any interest in...
No.
Okay, good. Nope. All right, then we're moving on. We're moving on,
but it's huge.
I'm so happy there's a trailer, because I've had the whole cats experience. I don't need to ever think about cats again.
If you've ever wanted to go see cats, but you're afraid of the people coming into the audience and sitting on you, you don't have to worry about this with the movie. Because apparently that's what they do in the play. They come into the audience and they'll like lay on you and like rub against you because they're cats.
That's not kosher.
It's like a cat.
They're cats though.
That's not good.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Last trailer.
The only problem with cats is it's going to be like nominated.
Still on cats.
And we have to keep talking about cats.
Yeah. So. No. It's the curse of the cats.
We'll just move on.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
Let's move on.
All right. Last trailer. It's real quick. We don't have to go far. Season 4 of The Expanse is coming to Prime for the first time. It was on Sci-Fi for the first 3 years, and then it had about a year and a half, 2 year layoff period, and now it's back. Season 4, December 13th, Amazon Prime. You can definitely tell they threw a boatload of money into this.
And they can swear now.
And, well, that's what happens when you go into the streaming services.
As you can tell from the trailer.
Just one thing in this. I love this show. I really recommend it for those of you who are sci-fi fans. And depending on how this season goes, I'd say this is one of the better, if not best, actual sci-fi TV shows out there. And depending on this season, if this is good, and if they do real well with it, I think this could give, like, Battlestar, even Firefly a run for its money.
Nothing will give Firefly a run for its money.
You say that. You haven't watched this. It doesn't matter. I'm going to hype this.
I guarantee you there's a bigger following for Firefly for its one season than all of the Expanse's
four seasons.
I'm not saying
that. I don't care about Bake. I'm caring about whether or not it's better.
Yeah, no. Have you ever seen Firefly?
Yes.
What? Phenomenal
show. They're not making any more Firefly.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. But it's just...
Well, they wrapped it up with a movie, that's why.
Some would say that made it worse.
Chris, what's the like premise behind The Expanse?
The Expanse is... It's more of a... Okay, so there's three groups, if you will. There's Earth, people from Earth, people from Mars, and people called Belters who live on the asteroid belt, who are miners, pretty much. And then the whole thing starts off when Earth and Mars are pretty much always at tensions with each other. It's always, you know, like a Russia-US Cold War style thing. And the Belters are kind of caught up in the middle. They're bottom of the barrel. They're almost trash. They kind of get thrown around by each planet. And in the middle of it, there's this girl who's trying to not really sabotage or bring down each of the planets, but she becomes infected with some virus. And it's an alien thing that's created. And it basically just starts taking over the colony, or the Belters colonies and things like that. And then it's just a whole bunch of other stuff spreads out from that. It's like political drama. It's also sci-fi. It's action-oriented. It brings up a bunch of different things. But it just spans throughout the whole universe. And then eventually it just kind of grows even bigger. And now we're getting into interstellar travel and things like that. So it really is just a smorgasbord of stuff. But it's very much a sci-fi show. And again, like I said, it's one of the best ones out there, I think. And I've seen a bunch of sci-fi stuff, and I think this is really, really, really high up on a lot of people's list who's actually seen it. The thing is, I don't think a lot of people have actually seen this. This is the problem. So that's the general overall premise for that. But that comes out December 13th on Prime. So that's it for trailers. Shall we move on to the big discussion?
Meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Which everybody kind of...
Phase 4.
Agrees. Phase 4 from Marvel. I have, why don't we start off with just the list?
Just go one at a time. There's so much that happened. Just go one at a
chronological,
time.
Yeah, just go. Yeah.
Chronological order of movies of Phase 4. Next year, May 1st, 2020, Black Widow.
Cool. We all knew that was going to happen. Yep. Next.
On point. November 6th, 2020, which is the fall movie. Eternals.
Okay, this is going to kick off Phase 4. This is the official kickoff for Phase 4. Black Widow is not the kickoff.
Widow just seems like a... It's like, why? Like, I mean...
Because everybody's like, why hasn't there been a Black Widow movie for the past, 10 years? And this is them just throwing the fans a bone.
Also, they've been trying to make this movie for the past 10 years, so...
Yeah. I'm fine.
I think the plot's finally right in there. Yeah.
And that, I'm fine. It's a prequel. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's happening. But the Eternals was cast. Angelina Jolie.
They released a bunch of the cast.
She was announced a long time ago, though, for being... by long, I mean a couple of months.
She wasn't, confirmed, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But then there's a few other ones. There's a comedian in there. I didn't even bother writing down the name. And even then, I couldn't even pronounce half of them. it's a very diverse...
Wow.
Marvel did very diverse casting for the next several movies.
For the next Phase 4.
Yeah. So I can't... Yeah. A lot of these... One's a comedian. I can't...
All right,
I should know his name. Anyway.
Richard Madden's in it. Kumail Nanjiani. Salma Hayek. Others.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay, so the Eternals, though, it's not really a well-known character. Well, it's not really a well-known group of characters in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
They do exist, and they've been around forever.
They're immortal.
But they've had very limited series, and they've had very limited success with their series.
Yeah.
They're created by Jack Kirby. Their initial thing was like a 17-issue story arc, and... It's going to be the Eternals versus the Deviants, I think.
I think
that's who
more
they're...
More or less, all you have to know
is... I believe that.
Yeah.
The Eternals are immortal. They've shaped... they've lived on Earth. They've shaped human history for God knows how long. And seen.
Yep. That's it.
They're kind of like gods.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that comes out November 6, 2020.
And that's going to kick the next phase off.
Yes.
That's huge.
Also in the fall, no date yet. This is on Disney Plus, the new Disney streaming platform.
Let's get to the TV shows.
Do you
want to
do TV shows after?
Later.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to do...
Do Phase 4 movies,
okay,
and
movies.
Then we'll get to...
February 12th, 2021. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Really excited about this one.
Yes.
Really excited because you get the Ten Rings. The Ten Rings plus hopefully a good Mandarin.
You get the actual Mandarin.
The actual Mandarin.
You get the actual, that's huge.
So what do we think the chances are Ben Kingsley comes back for this?
Zero.
He's in jail.
Because he's not the real Mandarin, right?
Yeah. He did his one-off, which is All Hail the King, which I've yet to see any of those one-offs. Because they were all with, the Blu-ray
discs.
They're,
on YouTube.
I know, but I haven't... thought of it, been on YouTube, and I'm just not I want to watch funny fail videos.
Well, let's watch it now.
Yeah.
The Mandarin is cast, and it is not Ben Kingsley.
No.
It is very obviously not Ben Kingsley.
So,
I'll just leave it at that.
The bigger question is, and I don't think he confirmed this, the timing of these movies.
When they happen in the timeline.
So, the thing is, Iron Man had the Ten Rings. The bad guys, aside from Obadiah Stane, were the Ten Rings. Yeah. So whether or not they actually bring
Which movie?
Iron Man
1.
The first Iron Man?
Who's the Ten Rings? The terrorists?
Yeah.
The guy who kidnapped Tony Stark?
Okay.
He's a member of the Ten Rings.
Yep.
So whether or not this movie takes place prior to that, and they actually show him just kind of as a one off, is unknown.
Well, no, he's the bad guy of this movie.
That guy who plays.
I'm saying the Mandarin is the bad guy. The thing.
No, I know, but the guy who played the Ten Rings kind of leader in Iron Man.
No, they're not going to show him. I don't even
unknown.
Know who he is. No one does.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't be surprised if that character doesn't come back.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really die in...
He was killed in Iron Man.
Yeah.
But whether or not this takes place prior to Iron Man is unknown.
I feel like it's going to take place after, because if it took place before and then Ben Kingsley's Mandarin was around, you think he would have gotten really pissed off and did something during Iron Man?
That's what he does something during All Hail the King.
Yeah.
So, like, this is taking place after. So like,
I think they're all probably taking place after Endgame.
Yeah.
Unless stated otherwise.
Eternals, I feel like, is the only one that probably, at least some of it won't. I'm sure it will
span a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up. In May of that same year, in 2021, we have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
Big thing with this, Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
Is also in this. And second big thing.
It's
going
to be a lot of Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Second big thing. Do you want to say?
Emphasis on the madness.
Well.
That's what they said. Like, it's going to be a horror.
It's going to be a horror movie.
Which is honestly what I thought they probably should have done with the first one.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
That probably would have been a little over the top, given it's an introduction of a
not
one of the favorite characters.
You feel like Doctor Strange lends himself more towards the weird, and if you're going down that path, you go into horror.
Yeah,
I think they can go full out with him now, and you're getting a multiverse. I mean, come on, multiverse, Scarlet Witch, Doctor Strange, horror.
Yeah. I need Doctor Strange to just get weird.
And
it needs to, because like honestly, like the scene where he goes into, was it the astral plane or whatever?
Oh yeah, where he's going through the multiverse.
Like, that was okay. I feel like, I mean, going to like what happened in like the most recent Spider-Man, where he's like all discombobulated with Mysterio's like things, like. That was done so much better than what they did in Doctor Strange. Because, like, Doctor Strange, it was, like, it was trippy, but it wasn't, like, oh, my God, I've never seen this before kind of thing. So they really need to step up their game for the next one. Because I know a lot of people say, like, Doctor Strange is, outside of, like, the Hulk, Doctor Strange is probably one of the worst of the Marvels.
You didn't want to scare off a lot of people.
Of the movies, you're saying?
Yeah, of the movies.
Yeah. I mean, it's very just kind of there. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was bad.
Which is weird, because the character really stands out in Endgame.
Yes, and Infinity War.
In Infinity War. He's not really in there.
Yeah.
But like,
I feel like part of this is like they just have to have somebody to like play off of. You know, like that's what kind of made Infinity War so good, is that it was everybody finally like in a room together, and it's not just like, you know, one superhero yelling at a villain or yelling at their sidekick. Like, it was actual, like, you know, people on even footing just kind of, like, breaking each other's balls, you know?
Go back to Ragnarok. Like, that's why that worked so well. You had Thor and Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, and it's honestly, it's a formula I kind of want to see a little bit more of, and especially since they are doing, like, Avengers movies, but they have all these characters. Like, I wouldn't mind more crossovers.
Yeah, or I mean, you got like 10 billion characters. Yeah. Just
and
throw some crossovers.
And we have a couple of those coming up that I haven't gotten to yet.
Like Multiverse of Madness, which we have Scarlet Witch in.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Which I'm curious how they're going to fit that in. I'm curious how they're going to fit it in.
I have a Scarlet Witch theory, by the way.
What is it?
We can talk about when we get past the rest of the movies.
All right. Next movie in November of that same year, so it's 3 in 2021. Okay, yep. So we have Thor, Love and Thunder. Same director, same cast. It takes place before Guardians 3.
Well,
it's already said.
Well, there is one significant addition to the cast.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get this out there. Do you want to reveal the significant addition?
Natalie Portman?
Yeah. Female Thor.
Yeah.
She's back. Well,
Thor.
That's what the story
Not female
is.
Thor.
I'm sorry.
They keep saying that. They don't want to refer to her as female Thor. She is the mighty Thor.
I'm 100% down.
Yeah.
100% down with
this. As soon as I heard Taika Waititi was coming back to direct, I was down for this movie.
There was no
way.
And
then they released the title, and I was like, I'm even more down. And then they announced Natalie Portman, and I was like, this is going to be a great movie.
I had a very strong vibe it was going in that direction as soon as Natalie Portman just showed up in Endgame.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I guess we're doing this.
Which, I don't blame her for bailing on Thor 3, because Thor 1,
it was
not good. Thor 2, really not good, and that left a bad taste in her. Like, they fired her director from that. You know, she wanted Patty Jenkins. She wanted that
director, yeah.
It was Patty Jenkins who did Wonder Woman. She was supposed to helm that movie. She got fired for creative differences. Natalie Portman was pissed. She was just like, this is it, I'm done after two. Third one comes out, and it's one of the best Marvel movies. They did an amazing job with it. And
it
then,
just seemed like a blast to work on,
yeah,
too.
So, like, I don't blame her for saying, no, I'm done with Thor, and then being like, wait, they're doing well?
Yeah.
And it looks good?
Oh, wait, these are some of the highest-paid actors and actresses ever? Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm definitely coming back then, because it just, they, like, Ragnarok just looked fun. And it looked like the actors had so much fun doing it. That, and was it Takahiti?
Taika Waititi.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Damn Kiwis.
Taika Waititi.
Yeah. But, like, he just seems like a super fun guy, too. Like, he's a funny dude.
And he's into it.
Yeah.
He's
into it. He loves what he's doing.
Like, that's why I think Feige worked best in Iron Man. He loves that shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait for Taika's new movie, Jojo Rabbit. I don't know if you guys...
No, I haven't seen...
The trailer just came out for it.
Oh, did it?
I have not seen it.
He plays Hitler in it. Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's like Harvey, but it's Hitler.
Yeah.
All right. So, Thor...
No, really. Like, but, that's exactly what it is. I gotta
look that
Thor
up.
Thor, November 2021.
But it's, like, even more fucked up because it's, like, also, like, it's, like, Harvey / Hitler / like, you know, Anne Frank, too. Like,
yes. Yeah. Can so... Going back to Thor, can I give my theory on this?
Sure.
All right. So they did state that they're going with...
Other than stating the obvious, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah. They did state that they're following the comics for Jane Foster of her becoming the Mighty Thor.
Okay.
In the comics, I believe she has cancer. And when she becomes Thor, it's the best way for her to stop the process of the cancer.
Okay.
But every time she stops becoming Thor, the cancer comes out... back twofold. So I'm wondering if this is her final movie. So, like, this is her to survive most of the film, but at the end she's gonna be like die. That's my initial thoughts and theory.
I don't know. I think they're gonna keep her around for a while.
I don't know.
I feel like that's pretty plausible. I mean, God knows how many more Thor movies there's gonna be just in general,
right?
You know?
I think they'll keep. I think she signed a multi-movie deal.
Did she?
I think she did. I don't know. I'd have to look at it, but I think she. I think Chris Hemsworth as Thor, even though I like it now even more because it's more of a comedy.
Yeah.
I think he's done because he's high. He's highly paid.
Yeah.
Highly paid.
Well, yeah, but the movies are making money.
At some point, you can't afford it. You can't afford Robert Downey Jr. anymore. You simply cannot. It's just
honestly, he was more expensive in the beginning than he was at the end.
Well, yeah, fine, but everybody else is.
But he was also in those movies for like 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, he's
also everybody's wizened up to all this, so I think the turnover. I think they're gonna sign her, and I think Valkyrie is gonna fall in love with her.
Maybe.
And then there's going to be a weird triangle. Everybody predicted there would be a weird love triangle.
They did say that Valkyrie is going to be the... Was it the first...
Bisexual.
Bi? Or I just... Well, LGBTQ.
Member of that community.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. First openly one of those.
I don't know. This is the movie I'm most excited about.
I am very excited for Love and Thunder.
2021. I'm very excited about this.
Just the name is hilarious.
The name is great.
And then lastly, no release date, just unknown, but it's fantastic. Blade is coming back.
Hirsch.
Thoughts on Mahershala Ali?
I love it.
I think it's a great idea.
Phenomenal. Wesley Snipes already said congratulations and he passed the torch. He's okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Well, I'm glad Snipes is okay with it.
Well, Snipes has been trying to come into the MCU since, like, Iron Man 2.
Before prison.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy for him.
Well, the thing is, like...
Well, he's got the Expendable movies.
He had one, and there was the bad one.
Well, he's getting the second one now. He'll be in the second one, I think. The fourth one. This will be his
Blade?
Second.
Oh.
No, Expendables. They're not making a
fourth one. They're making another.
I thought they were making a fourth one. Oh,
huh. They were talking about possibly doing an all-female fourth one, which I don't think Wesley Snipes would be in that one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's got range.
He has played a trans...
He has
a cross-dresser transvestite.
You're right.
With
what was the name of that
God,
movie?
What was that? Oh my God, I don't remember it. But like,
I can remember it. Right. Oh my
goodness. The Fan.
No. All right, can you look it
up?
Yeah,
I'm going to look this up. Continue.
All right. Well, Blade is just announced. There's no script. There's no nothing. There's no date. It's just Mahershala Ali is Blade coming up.
We also, in terms of announced, we also have announced they're working on Fantastic Four.
Yes.
There was a passing
Did they say any casting or anything for that?
No, they just said we're working on it.
It's just we're working on it. No script, right. no casting.
It was literally like a passing comment by Feige where it was like, and we haven't even got around to talking about Fantastic Four.
So what movies they did, we'll stay on the movie topic instead of the TV shows.
To go back to really quick to Wesley Snipes, to Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. It's starring Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, and John Leguizamo as, you know, was drag queens. Sorry. Yes.
There it is.
Thank you for that information.
I remember the picture in my head, too, the scene.
And I'm thinking of Arsenio Hall, not Wesley Snipes. He's not in Coming to America.
No. Although, apparently, Wesley Snipes is in What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show.
Huh.
As Wesley.
Very interesting.
Yes, Wesley.
So now I kind of really, really want to watch that show. All
right. Staying on movies. We didn't get any Spider-Man.
Nope.
Any Deadpool or any New Mutants announcements.
So that
we're
means...
not
going to
get New
Mutants. So just let me finish this one.
One thing. Was the last movie... What was the last date of the last movie?
November 2021.
Okay. So the first one would probably be March of 2022.
Yes.
The first what? A Phase 5?
The next, whatever the next one is after that.
Well, they still have to do an Avengers movie, which we will be getting Avengers.
No,
apparently
no,
this is all Phase 4.
No
will
Avengers?
Not have an Avengers movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All this is Phase 4 right now, as it stands, is what they have.
Okay.
This is all Phase 4. The next one, in theory, would be May of 2022. We just don't know what it would be. That said, they didn't mention Spider-Man, Deadpool, and New Mutants at all. This makes me worried. Number one, New Mutants has obviously been having issues for, 4 years? Yeah. Deadpool, it worries me a lot.
Why?
Spider-Man, not so much. Deadpool worries me a lot because I don't even think Ryan Reynolds and the director know what's going on yet.
They know
that said...
They know that the third one is in production. They did cancel a couple of the spinoff projects, but they are still under contract for a third movie.
Okay.
Like X-Force?
Yeah, the X-Force movie has been canceled.
So it makes me worried. It would make me worried if by D23 they don't have anything on these, particularly dates, then I'd be worried for them. Spider-Man, I don't see how they would not have a third movie.
Well, they're still waiting to see if it cracks a billion, which it's almost there.
Oh, really?
Well, because, yeah.
I'd watch that movie again.
Yeah,
I'd watch it again.
I think it's only 25 million away from a billion. So when I checked this morning,
it'll probably get
there. Sony will keep their grubby little hands off of it.
Yeah, and they also have D23. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if they say something at D23 regarding these movies. And I wouldn't be surprised if they announced Phase 5 at D23. Why? Because it's Disney, it's their own thing.
Yeah.
All right, Disney Plus. Should I go on Disney Plus?
Go Disney Plus now.
Fall 2020. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
With Baron Zemo is back with the hood.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Good.
He's the bad guy.
I'll
and he's going to have the hood.
I'm in for this. This is a show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in for this show.
I'm in.
100% in.
Yep.
It's not like I wouldn't. I mean, come on. It's not like we're not.
I mean, I was
anyway.
Excited, but like once they announced like, oh yeah, Baron Zemo's coming back, I was like, damn, now I'm really in.
Yeah.
Nice. It's $6.99 a month. How could you not be in?
True. Or it's what, $69 a year?
That's not bad.
That's
a good price.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, Chris, like, let's be real. Like, there's no way you're not going to buy it with a kid.
I know. I already have Brave, Frozen, and Moana.
Yeah.
On already purchased, and it's fucking $19.99 per movie. So I don't know how Brave is still $19.99.
That is crazy. You only
Disney
it's like
does
the cost
more prices.
Of three movies.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting my viewing worth.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've watched Moana in the last 4 months at least 25 times.
I believe it.
Yeah, I know the words.
What's it like
I know all
on the
words.
20th time?
You're welcome.
Okay, moving on. Disney Plus. Spring 2021. WandaVision.
Yes, which is going to lead right into Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, John, you had Wanda or Scarlet Witch theory or whatever. You want to explain now that we're on sure. Scarlet Witch again?
So, Scarlet Witch clearly showing up a lot. And considering she's not, like, or really, before this, at least, was not really a main character. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't think... Like, it sounds like she's going to be a co-lead in Doctor Strange. You wouldn't really think that before. Not that, you know, Elizabeth Olsen isn't a great actress. I really like her. But... Okay. So... She and Quicksilver, you're saying, are, like, technically mutants, right?
Technically, sort of. They got their powers from the Infinity Stone. It was their way... In the comics, yes, they're the son and daughter of Magneto.
Oh. Okay. Well, alright, I'm still gonna go with it.
Okay.
So...
That won't ever change,
though.
No.
What if, in this case... So they didn't really talk about the mutants at all in the presentation.
Right.
But, you mean, X-Men's coming. Like, I don't know how long they're going to take to kind of wait it out, reset, figure out if the best way to do it is a show or a movie. I would think you would get at least both. But do you think Scarlet Witch might be the sort of lead-in to start bringing in some mutants into the MCU?
I think I agree with you, because I was thinking as you were talking there, I remember hearing about, like, there's, like, a comic series called, like, House of M, I think?
House of M, yeah, it's a major
where she
event.
Gets rid of all the mutants.
Yes.
She just gets rid of
real?
All.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
exact
opposite. Yeah, major,
I was thinking
major
the opposite.
Yeah.
Maybe the exact opposite happens in that, and she creates all the mutants.
Yeah. The thing with, that you have to understand, in the comics, you don't really see it in the show too much, but in the comics, Wanda is very
crazy,
unbalanced. Yeah, I was going nicer, but yeah, she's literally insane because, like, her powers are driving her crazy because she doesn't know how to control them. She's probably one of the strongest mutants because she really doesn't have full control over her powers. So with Wanda Vision, I mean, she just lost the one person that she loved after she lost her brother. So she's a little right now. And then the next movie is a horror movie. So I'm wondering if maybe Scarlet Witch literally goes insane and becomes the bad guy in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that might be.
Ooh,
that
could and be Doctor Strange has to make her forget
yes.
Vision and everything bad.
Bring her back.
Which is how they good. Got. Which is how they fixed. They kind of fixed the House of M. Well, it was the House of M? Yeah.
Yeah, House of M.
Yeah, because her kids, right? Her kids are killed.
Yeah.
And that's how House of M starts, right?
Yeah, I think
by
so.
By the mutants, and then they, okay.
So I'm
like,
wondering
what's WandaVision about? Because Vision's dead, but this is not a prequel.
So I'm wondering if she literally, like, creates...
Manifests him or something.
Something.
And something's not exactly right.
Exactly.
So this is the question mark show.
So,
this
is the
question.
This is the one I'm excited for.
This show, I think, determines a lot of other things that are going to happen. Yeah. This show.
They
not
did
Falcon
say,
in
well, they did say
Loki,
there's
but.
Going to be crossovers between the movies and the TV shows.
Which I hope
is
so.
Awesome.
I hope so.
I'm very excited for that. Because that's what we didn't get with Netflix. So we didn't get those crossovers.
Or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Well, you got some
you
early
got some
on.
The beginning, yeah.
Some, but...
All right, moving on. Next one. Also, Spring 2021. Loki, which we've talked about in excess already, I think.
What?
Months ago. Loki show on Disney Plus.
Like, what's it going to be about?
Just excited.
I believe it's about... I think they mentioned it's what happened to Loki after Endgame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when he disappears, what does he do? Yep. So,
and we talked about it after Endgame. So.
Yeah, so...
We're not going to linger on that one.
No.
Summer 2021, it's the animated series What If.
The only animated series.
The only animated on Disney Plus.
Narrated by Jeffrey Wright.
Yep.
But
as the Watcher.
As the Watcher.
Also includes everybody as their actual voice.
Yep. So it's the What If series is What If. It's a fictional, I guess, take on the MCU where it's like, what if certain things happened?
It's just like alternate takes of storylines.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which, cool. I love that idea, and I'm okay with it, and I'm happy that all the voice the actors come back to voice their characters, which is like the easiest way to do it.
Well, true. Well, not on the way of the bank account.
It depends how much it's going to cost them.
Well, I feel like hiring somebody as a voice actor compared to an on-screen actor, there's probably a huge pay cut.
Yeah, no, there definitely is, but at some point, some people scheduling conflicts and whether or not they actually
you really
want to
think
it.
Samuel L. Jackson as a voice actor comes cheap?
He does credit cards.
I'm
Sam.
Not considering that. I'm considering everybody else.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I'm more worried about Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr. sort of thing.
But once again, it's a voice, and I guarantee you, there's a huge discount for it just being their voice because they just have to show up in scrubs. They don't have to look good. There's not all that time training for the role. Like, they don't have to go through all that. They just show up. It's a voice
actor. I'm sure they've thought about it.
Yeah.
And then, lastly, in the fall of 21 of that year, Hawkeye.
Yep.
Which,
sure.
I like it. I'll take it.
I'm excited for all of these. I mean, it's him passing the torch to the next Hawkeye.
They introduced Katie Bishop.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I'm down. I'm in. Phase 4, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm 100% down for this one.
I'm more excited for Wanda than anything else.
We also know there's
Falcon and
WandaVision leading into Doctor Strange. That is what I'm interested in.
Falcon and Winter
Soldier.
I'd
just be very interested to see how the TV shows actually interact with the movies.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, let's see, Falcon and Winter Soldier is going to be like chronological, and WandaVision, I guess, would be chronological. Goal, right? Or would that be a prequel because it's Vision? Or is Vision not in it?
We don't know.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I hope it's chronological. I want to give
but
them
the
a
Loki
test.
One, they've already said it's like a prequel.
Yeah.
Slash, well, he's dead, so.
But now he's not, maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're
he's
right.
In another timeline.
Yeah. It's Loki in a different timeline.
That was solid.
So, Loki not dead.
Yeah, I'm in, man.
Yep.
I'm in. I'm just curious when they're going to fit that Spider-Man 3 in there.
I'm excited for it, though.
Because it's November 2021. It is.
You really? Really?
No,
you surprised?
Spider-Man 3, no Black Panther? Like,
yeah, no Black
know.
Panther.
No Captain Marvel 2.
No Captain Marvel 2. Missing out on some stuff.
Yeah, we are missing out on a few.
But
no. But I think that's 5.
Guardians 3, they didn't.
Guardians 3. Phase 5 is. Yeah. I think the announcement for Phase 5 has to be coming at D23. It has
really?
To be. There's no way. They were debating whether or not doing it here, and that's from Feige.
But they haven't even released any of the Phase 4 movies. I mean,
yeah. No, but they released the dates and the fact that they're happening.
Yeah. But they still, though, like, I don't think they would like talk about the next thing when this thing hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not even hasn't finished. I mean, hasn't happened.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, the scripts for these are probably written, if not in progress. So you can already filter in a Spider-Man. You can probably start a Guardians 3 given the interaction it's going to be with Thor.
Mm. I mean, yeah. I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to be not dates, but I think it's going to be like first half of 2022.
I mean,
Captain Marvel 2.
How do we feel that, like, they're kind of, I don't want to say scraping the bottom of the barrel, but, like, you know, the Eternals and, what's the other one, Shang-Chi or whatever? Yeah. Not exactly well-known.
No.
And the truthfully, neither was, like, Captain Marvel, and that made $1 billion, so, like, I don't even know if it matters.
I would say Captain Marvel is definitely more popular than the Eternals. Like, Eternals
oh,
are
yeah.
pretty...
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
But aren't we kind of, like, over-evaluating it at that point? Like, I mean...
No.
If one is, like, nominally more important than the other, or more popular than the other, it's not like they're Spider-Man or Captain America.
No, yeah. Well, they're not top tier. I mean, comic books, Captain Marvel is pretty close to top tier. Especially within the past 20 years.
Here's I can see where you're coming from, though, John. I can see where you're coming from, because Shang-Chi is...
Yeah.
Is Iron Fist. He is quite literally Iron Fist without the fist.
Yes,
he's a very, very
that's an
good
obscure,
martial artist.
That's an obscure one.
Obscure.
Eternals is obscure. But, like, Outside of that, I mean,
I'm okay with this.
No, I am too.
Like, we're going into places that is outside of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what? We might get some interesting movies out of this.
I'm very interested in The Ten Rings and The Mandarin. Yeah. Very interested. Yeah, I think that's too. The thing that's drawing me to that movie.
Same here.
Is the villains. And I like the smaller villain character arcs. I think they're better. AKA Vulture. And then even Mysterio.
Yeah.
I like the smaller villains. And the Ten Rings just want to... Well, they obviously want other... Mandarin wants to conquer the world, but his main thing is getting back at Tony Stark. Whether or not they go that route is a different story, but...
All right. What's the odds we get talking space dragons in this? Because that's how he gets his rings.
Fing, fang, foom.
I don't know.
Huge villain.
Come on.
Quite literally. He's a massive dragon.
It'd be hilarious if that was in Iron Man 1.
Wait, hold on. Refresh my memory. End of Endgame. What happened with the Infinity Stones?
He destroyed them.
Use the stones to destroy pieces, right? The
stone. When he snapped.
Are they mixed in pieces?
No. He snapped them out of existence.
They're gone. They're gone. Okay.
Yes.
Because I was going to say Mandarin.
I believe he atomized them. So yeah, they're sorry, technically in existence, but they're like atoms.
Okay. All right. No, but...
Well...
Phase four.
Yeah. No.
Phase four. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts on that stuff before we tie it up?
No, I'm happy with it.
John?
Yeah, man. Marvel.
It was a lot. It was a lot of Marvel. They really did steal the show this time.
They did.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I can't wait for us to really get into this.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what else I'm supposed to say.
Right. I think it's so cool how the TV shows are going to directly affect the movies. No, and probably vice versa.
Oh, and I hope they do it really well. It sounds so far so good.
I still miss my Netflix comic shows, though.
Those are very much deader than dead.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic, though, if they brought Daredevil or
I'd be
Luke
fine
Cage.
With bringing those characters back, like actors back for those characters.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's preventing me from watching the second season of Punisher, third season of Jessica Jones, second season of Luke Cage, second season of Iron Fist, and the third season of Daredevil. Like, why do
I care?
I'm
telling you to watch the third season of Daredevil.
I want to. Think, like, why?
It's probably the best season of
Daredevil.
I know,
but why? Why watch it at this
because
point?
Because it's a good TV
but
show.
But it ends on not a cliffhanger, but like...
Not really.
Everything's not all wrapped up in a tidy package.
Which is every TV show series ever.
Unless it gets... It's a final episode.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Before we go even further down
the
road.
Do we think there's like never going to be... Well, not never, but... There's no way there's like a... oh, crap. Why can't I think of it? Who are we just talking about?
Daredevil.
Daredevil. Do you think there's like not going to be a Daredevil movie because of this whole thing?
Probably.
Like in the near future?
Most likely.
Yeah.
Which is...
Because, I mean, you could totally use those guys. Like, people know those right. characters at this point.
But I don't know. I feel like they have to wait till the Netflix... The rights for the shows runs out. So then they can take the shows off of Netflix, put them on the Disney account, and then they can start working on new.
I mean, it's not.
It's going to be a while.
It's not long before.
I don't know if they have the ability to. I think Netflix produced those shows.
Yeah, they did.
So I don't think they can ever get the rights back. I think they just own the rights.
No, they. I think
it's Marvel and Netflix that produced.
They own the rights to the characters. Yeah. Now Disney owns the rights to the characters now.
Yeah.
Just like the Hulk probably is not going to be on Disney Plus anytime soon.
Yeah, because of
he shouldn't.
Universal.
He shouldn't. I'll say it right now. Hulk should not be on a TV show.
Why?
I think he works best in as like what he has been. A member of the Avengers or a buddy to Hulk.
How many
or Thor?
How many superheroes have had a successful standalone TV show?
Well, aside from the four on, or three on Netflix?
Just in general.
How many have there been?
The Hulk?
Yeah, that's it, right?
Aside from, like, the Superman, Batman.
The five on Netflix.
Yeah.
Frankly, I can't believe Ruffalo has made as many movies as he has.
Yeah.
I mean, dude's getting paid, but well, anyway. Yeah,
that helps.
Did we want to talk about that Star Wars thing, or maybe keep that in our back pocket for next week?
No, we'll keep that. We'll keep that.
We're a little over time. We'll wait.
All right. Let's tie it up. All right. So if you like all of our episodes on Pod... if you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher for free. What's up?
Or yeah, some you only have to like some of the episodes. You don't have to like all of them.
That's fine. That's fine. Just end it soon. Until next time.
Adios. Bye, everybody.
John's doing the outro music.
But I don't have the music. All right, even better. I'll do it. I'll do the intro, the outro. I could do Sam if really pushed to it.